Jay, I have to apologise to you because I was a little bit late this morning.
It was noted.
I know, and I've got a valid excuse this time.
Oh, God, here we go.
It wasn't because I slept in or anything.
Dog ate the homework or something.
No, a cat decided to relieve itself on the bonnet of the car. There was this. When I woke up...
Why on earth would I ever believe that there's a cat taking a dump on your car?
It wasn't at the start, okay, because I got out and had to have a second look because obviously it's dark. It's like, hang on a second, is that what I think it is?
Are you sure it is. It wasn't a possum or something?
No, you can tell when it's a cat poo.
So you're telling me a cat has targeted your car?
Yeah.
And taken a dump on your car?
I know, right?
How do you know that?
Well, I can't say definitively that it was a cat, but it looks exactly like a cat because we've got a couple of cats at home. Mm. I think it's one of the cats at home, actually, because both of them don't like me much.
So you're a pooologist. So you've studied poo.
Well, I'd like to think
so. The look, the smell, the texture.
I wouldn't go that far. But I'm going to, and that's the reason why I was late, because I had to go through the drive-through car wash, even though it was raining.
Now there's remnants of cat poo in which car wash?
It was the one at North Mackay near McDonald's, just around the back there. So it was pouring down rain. I'm here in the middle of the car wash, getting the car washed.
Everyone's like, what's this nuffy over here doing, getting his car washed in the rain?
That's the reason why, because it wasn't like on the side of the car or anything. It was right in the middle, right where you could actually see, like on the driver's side. So you can't not miss it. So it had to be washed straight away.
Just flick it off, mate. Some leaves from the bush surrounding your house. Flick it off.
No.
On with the job.
No. So I'm a little bit miffed at this cat, this rogue cat that's gone. So you know what I'm going to do? Actually going to set up a sting for this thing.
Okay,
it's a crime scene now. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to do a stakeout with video cameras, okay? One of those motion sensor CCTV things.
So what happens when you find the culprit of the cat if it actually exists? How do you know it's not a possum, like I say?
Well, I'm going to follow it, okay?
Because you're going to follow a cat?
Yeah, if that's the case, I'll find out who the cat is owned to and chase them down and say, hey, here's the bill. Because I got the receipt from the car wash. There you go. Because it's not my responsibility. There you go. I'll leave it at that, okay?
I don't know what to say.
There's not much you can say. Until you have a cat poo on the bonnet of your car, you can't understand the pain.
I've never heard of that. Next time I want proof. If there's no video proof, I want a photographic proof.
It's going to be done.
I don't believe a cat, because cats usually scratch their poo to try and cover it over.
Well, this one didn't. It just said, no, I'm showing the world.
It's a cat that lives on the edge, obviously.
So I'm going to set up a couple of cameras to make sure I get this thing.
Please, can you let us know when the results are handed down, and we can even send it off to Nine News Mackay.
Absolutely.
Sure, need some news stories, headlines. With Jay and Dave for Brekkie, 16 minutes past 6 here at Triple M. It's very, very saucy stuff, this stuff. Very saucy.
Triple M. In an instant, it can change your mood.